listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how to resist the devil. I'm going to read you from James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where we read, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James chapter 4 begins with James addressing the problem of bad behavior and wrong relationships among Christians. Then, in this passage, he dealt with ways to address these problems, bringing it to the idea that we must submit to God. Then he followed up with the thought, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To solve the problems of carnality and the strife that it causes, we begin by submitting to God, but then we must also resist the devil. This means to stand against the devil's deceptions and his efforts to intimidate. As we resist the devil, we are promised that he will flee from you. Now, significantly, James did not recommend that demons should be cast out of believers by another person. Instead, James simply challenged individual Christians to deal with Satan as a conquered foe who can and must be personally resisted. That word resist comes from two ancient Greek words, stand and against. James tells us to stand against the devil. Satan can be set running by the resistance of the lowliest believer who comes in the authority of who Jesus is and what Jesus did on the cross. Our problem is that often we don't resist the devil. Sometimes we almost beg the devil to tempt us, and then we seem to willingly believe his lies. God, speaking to us through James, tells us to stand against the lies and the temptations that the devil might bring us to us. We must resist, that is, stand against him, when we believe the truth and refuse to go along with his suggestions and his temptations. When we do resist the devil, we have a remarkable promise. He will flee from you. James didn't write this to a small group of super Christians, but he wrote it to all believers. Each believer has the ability to make the devil flee. Now, it doesn't promise that he'll flee forever, but as we keep resisting, he will stay away. We can never be conquered as long as we keep resisting. Yet, in all of this, notice the order. First, submit to God, then resist the devil. We can never really resist the devil until we do the first thing, that is, submit to God. Sometimes in the midst of a spiritual struggle, someone will be so focused on the devil and what he may be doing that they forget all about submitting to God. Hey, let's put first things first. So let me ask you, I hope you're good at resisting the devil and growing in your ability to do it all along. I hope that you can help other people in spiritual warfare resist the devil. But don't ever forget that first step. Do it all in a true submission to God, and you can submit to him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.